Welcome to Dollars and Cents, the show about growing, enjoying, and protecting your business.
It's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared.
Now, if you know what you're worth, now go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
If you have a question for Terry, call now, 800-673-1728. You're listening to DSRadio.net. Here's your host, Terry Wilson.
And welcome back to another edition of Dollars and Cents. And this is going to be a very unique podcast and broadcast, as I am doing a virtual simulcast with YouTube as well. We're actually going to put this broadcast because we're going to do some slideshows. And so a lot of times getting into the nitty-gritty of various topics is very hard to do with podcasts and broadcasts because you're dealing with numbers and everything. Without the visual aid, it's sort of hard to track along. So if you're listening in your headset while you're working out or you're traveling, know that if any of this information sort of gets lost, you can go back to YouTube. And I'm going to post that YouTube on a webpage at my website. You can go to terrywilson3.com/health options. terrywilson3.com/health options. And you can see that YouTube video there and see exactly what we're talking about. And as you can tell by the webpage address, I want to talk to you about health options because health insurance, and I know about once a month I go over that simply because it's changing so rapidly. The laws have changed, and by the laws changing, your strategy should be changing. And a lot of people are operating off of old information. They're operating off of old advice. Maybe they bought their health plan years ago, or maybe they just bought it from an agent that's giving them old advice because they haven't kept up with currently what's available on the market with different carriers, what the legal and ethical options are, of course, and what's in the best interest of their clients. A lot of people, I know a lot of agents, a ton of agents, simply have just gotten out of the business because it has become very convoluted. And I literally spend hours and hours per month with continuing education and following up with the current state of the laws, what parts are being implemented, what is available in each state, and strategizing with various small business associations, whether it be realtors association, the local business associations within that area. So whatever the case may be, we're constantly trying to get our clients in the best position and keep ourselves in the best position and posture to help them and to save money. And so what I want to do today is I want to go over the three options that are currently available, and I want to go over what might be the best option for you and just give you some general terms. And if you fit in this category, then you need to look at this type of plan and just sort of give you sort of a map on how to navigate some of this because it has become real convoluted. And I know you hear my advertisements a lot on here, but you can also, a great resource to follow up is myfreehealthguide.com. You can go there and download that. But I just want to throw this out there. Just I know a lot of my audience is entrepreneurs, small business people, lawyers, you know, real estate agents, insurance agents as well, entrepreneurs, small business people. And so you need to sort of know because you're in that situation where you sort of have to buy your own health insurance. Or maybe you have a small business of 5, 10, 25 employees, but you're the person, the go-to person that has to make those decisions. So as frustrating as insurance is, and I tell people all the time, listen, I don't like dealing with health insurance, and I'm in the business because it is sort of a dry topic and sort of something you just sort of have to deal with. But let me tell you, when it comes to financial planning, when it comes to making sure you're doing everything you can to be prosperous and growing, one of the first things they teach you in financial planning and learning to grow financially and business and everything else is a good defense. And a good defense starts with ensuring your number one resource for income, and that's you. If you can't sell, if you can't grow your business, if you can't make your product, if you can't build your service, if you can't work, then how are you going to make an income. So you have to protect yourself. You have to protect your health. You have to protect your way of life. You have to protect what's going to allow you to enjoy doing business. And being unhealthy is miserable. So health insurance helps you get the health care you need and the resources you need when you do become sick. So we're going to go ahead and get started on the options and get into what they look like, what they are. And of course, you can check this out at terrywilson3.com/health options. There'll be a YouTube video as well to go along with this as sort of a little slide. So options that are on the health market right now, both in the marketplace and off the marketplace. And by the way, you can't buy anything, quote unquote, in the government marketplace because enrollment's over. However, there's private health insurance markets like that we set up in various states that you can right now. June the 2nd is when this is being published and put up on the web, that you can enroll into a healthcare plan. So you don't have to wait till November, number one. You can do it right now. However, if you want an Affordable Care Act plan, i.e. Obamacare plan, you do have to wait until November. However, if you've got one and you're not happy because the premiums are extremely high and the deductibles are high, and so you're not seeing any value for what you're paying, you can get out of it immediately and go into something else. And so that's something else that you need to understand. So here are your three options. You can either go into a catastrophic plan, a comprehensive plan, or a major medical plan. Those are the three medical health insurance plans being offered right now. However, some of them are going to be taken off the table within months because of various political reasons. And if you want to refer back to another podcast I did about how that came about, why that came about, check it out. But long or the short, Uncle Sam wants you buying his health insurance. And as long as there's other competing plans on the market that's offering more coverage for less money, it makes it difficult for Uncle Sam. And so that's a lot about what's going on without getting too deep into politics. But the three options you have is catastrophic, comprehensive, and major medical. Those are the three options. So what's the difference? A catastrophic plan basically is a plan that pays the big bills. You go into the emergency room, you have a heart attack, stroke, cancer, you have this major medical event that puts you into the hospital. A catastrophic plan covers those. However, the best way to define them is what they don't pay. They don't pay for office and wellness visits, sickness visits. They don't pay for prescription drug. You're not going to get dental. You're not going to get vision. You're not going to get anything. The only time you'll ever see this plan pay for anything is if something major happens to you, which for a lot of entrepreneurs, that's all they need, because you can pick these up very cheap. I'm talking $89 per month. So that's what a catastrophic plan is. A comprehensive health plan is a plan sort of like major medical, but it's not major medical. And the reason why it's not is because it has some limitations. But it pays for everything: hospitalization, surgical, dental, vision, wellness and sickness, prescription drugs, transportation, both land and air, everything you would need to protect yourself from expensive medical bills, it pays. And here's the sizzle: it pays with no deductible. And the way it does that is it's built, this plan is built by using multiple coordinating plans. You've got a fixed benefit indemnity plan, and then you have several different accidents, medical expense riders, critical illness riders, and all of these various other health plans that come alongside it to supplement what the base policy will come short of. And so a lot of people are scared of an indemnity plans, and quite frankly, by themselves, it does leave you a huge liability. However, by taking ancillary products and adding it to it and tying it to it to coordinate, because you used to not be able to do this and now you can, as one of the things the healthcare law has opened up for a season right now, you can get a comprehensive, quote unquote, health plan that covers everything and does it for much, much less than a major medical plan. And then you have major medical plans, and these plans, they pay expenses with one plan. And they have no limitations. You can go to the doctor as often as you want on a major medical plan, whereas a comprehensive health plan has limitations of how many wellness and sickness visits it covers. It may be compliant with an ACA. That is, if the major medical plan also has maternity and mental health on there, it'll be compliant with the new ACA laws. And normally, a major medical plan is going to have a deductible. And most of the time, the only way people can afford a major medical plan is to have a pretty high deductible, which is what frustrates people with major medical plans. They have these very expensive plans that they don't see any value in because of the deductible. So the question is, which one do you choose? Which one is right for you? Should you go with a catastrophic plan? Should you go with a comprehensive plan? Should you go with a major medical plan? Which one should you choose? And I know all of these various companies that are out there and various agencies, they have their own built-in vernacular, but that's the reason why I've quantified it down to those three choices, because really at the end of the day, whether it's called Blue Advantage, whether it's called Plan 2500, it really doesn't matter. Whether it's called bronze, silver, or gold, it doesn't matter. There's only three choices. And then you pick which carrier you should go with. Then you pick out of that carrier which of their plans you go with. But you've got to first land on what type of plan is right for you. And the way you would do that is just ask yourself some basic questions. Number one, do you have a chronic illness? How often do you traditionally go to the doctor? What is your income? Because in some instances, you might qualify for subsidies. What are your needs? And do you plan on having children? If you can answer these questions, then you can sort of start figuring out which is best for you. Because if you're chronically ill, if you have high medical costs already, if you need maternity maybe, or you go to the doctor quite often, you'll want to be in a major medical plan. Because in any of the other plans, you're going to have huge out-of-pocket expenses. However, if you're fairly healthy and you want, you know, a lot of coverage for less money because you're not going to go to the doctor that often, you just want, when you do use it, not have to come out of pocket with a lot of money. If you would enjoy ancillary benefits free of charge like dental and vision, and maybe you want coverage for wellness and other medical needs with no deductible, so you don't have to come out of pocket for a lot of, you know, money before seeing any value. And you could use the savings in the premiums to warrant off and pay for any penalties that you might possibly be subject to, because comprehensive plans, none of them are compliant with the ACA law, so there might be a $95 per year penalty. Then the comprehensive health plan might be the best choice for you. Let me give you an example of how a comprehensive health plan stacks up and compares to a major medical plan. Say, for instance, you have a major medical plan and your premium's $450 per month and your deductible's $2,500 a year and you have a coinsurance of 80-20 and a maximum out-of-pocket of $5,000. That information just told me that you have to pay $7,900 a year to get an 80-20 benefit. And what I mean by that is you have to pay 20% of the medical bills after that $2,500 deductible is met and after those premiums are paid. So this is $7,900 a year out of pocket is your yearly cost to have a major medical plan before you see benefits. And then you only see it at 80-20. And you have to spend another $5,000 on top of that. So now you're at $12,900 to finally reach the point in a major medical plan that 100% of your cost is covered versus a comprehensive health plan. A comprehensive health plan for the same age bracket and same area so that we can compare apples to apples. And it's really not apples to apples because our comprehensive health plan has no deductible. The premium is only $200 a month and there's no coinsurance. So what that information tells you is your yearly cost is only $2,400. $2,400, which equals into what? $5,500 a year savings? $5,500 a year savings is what your yearly savings is on this plan. And there's $0 that you have to spend out before you reach 100%. So it's already at 100%. You're not having to do an 80-20 split. So the yearly cost on a comprehensive health plan is $2,400. Yearly cost on the major medical plan for the same age group, same area of the country, $7,900. And so the question is, does that $95 per month $95 per year, or 1% of adjusted gross income based on, you know, some income criteria, warrant you spending the extra money? In most cases, no, they don't. Call me. Let's talk about this. This is Terry. 90 degrees and freezing out here on my
own. I can't shake this feeling. You're listening to DSRadio.net. If you have a question for Terry, call now. 800-673-1728. 800-673-1728.